Blog Talk Radio.
I invite you to come on in. I
invite you to come on. Come on in. Oh, come on in. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God on tonight, but this is fine to simply for faith and encouragement. I want to thank and praise God on tonight. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight. And I want to thank and praise God for all of you all that's tuning in on tonight, those that's on the phone line, those that by Blog Talk Radio, those that's by internet or however social media that you may be or platform that you may be tuning in to. I want to thank God for all on tonight. and also our replayers. I want to thank and praise God for the replay that's going to listen to the replay. So I want to thank and praise God just to let you all know that this is a line simply for faith. And the word of God, and the word, when faith on the line started, God gave me Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And I thank and praise God for Hebrews 11:1. And I thank and praise God for there's another passage of scripture say, 2 Corinthians 5:7, where we walk by faith and not by sight. I decree and declare that scripture over me every day. We walk by faith and not by sight. You don't even have to see, just believe. Walk your faith out. Walk your faith out. Believe that God is going to do just what he says he's going to do. He is a God that he wants us to diligently to seek his faith and seek his faith. And I thank and praise God on tonight that I have faith. I am walking in faith every day. I trust God. I believe that God is going to do just what he says he's going to do. So on tonight, let's trust God. Let's walk by faith and not by sight. You don't even have to see it. Just believe it. That's all he wants us to do. Just believe him and what he's going to do. Whatever you believe in him for. Whatever you trust in him for. Whatever you may be going through with. Yes, we're living in trouble times. Yes, we're living in trouble times. Yes, we're living in times where we got to wonder how we're going to do this, how we're going to do it. No, God say, trust him. Trust him with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, to your own understanding, but in all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Let's pray on tonight. Let's believe, and let's have faith. Because remember, faith is something of things hoped for in the evidence of things not seen. See that? There it is again. You don't even have to have faith just to believe it. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you on tonight. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your grace, Father. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you're doing and how you're doing it. Father God, I thank you for how you kept us and you watched over us all last night, Father. And you watched over us and you kept us all throughout the day. And no danger and no harm came nigh thee. And Father God, I ask you right now, God, that, Lord God, that you, according to Psalms, God, in verse 7, purify us, Father, with his sight. Wash us that we may be whiter than snow. Father, God, cleanse us from the sins that sin against us, Father. And I thank you on tonight. I thank you, Holy Spirit, even now, God, that you, if we have not acknowledged you in the things that ask that you will help us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help us to acknowledge you, God. Help us to trust you, God. Help us to believe in you, God. Because your word tells us, God, to trust you with all of our heart. And, Father God, I thank you because you are so good. You are so mighty. You are so wonderful in all of your ways. I want to say thank you. Father, I want to say thank you. Because you are so great. You are so merciful. You are so, Lord God, you're just so deserving. Lord, words cannot even compare to you, Father. And I thank you now, Father. Father God, Lord, I thank you for being good. I thank you for being merciful to us. Look up on those that, on the phone line. Look up on those that, Lord God, on this, Lord God, maybe listen to the replay. Lord, look on those that listen to other platforms, God. Whatever they're in need of, God, Lord, I ask that you would touch them. I ask that you would grant their requests, God. Whatever they need healing in, according to your word, Father God, you send your word to heal them, God. According to Psalms, Lord, 107 and verse 20, you send your words to the hospital and you heal, God. You send your word to home, ill, God. You send your word, God, into that to ICU and heal, God. You send your word, God, whatever your word needs to be, whatever your healing, Lord God, we are already healed. You say you already paid a price for my healing, their healing, and any other healing. You already paid that price. And Father, we thank you for the healing right now. We thank you for the healing that takes place right now. We thank you for the healing that took place in their body right now. Whatever the circumstance, whatever's going on, it's healed already. God said it's healed. It's healed by his stripes. It's healed by his wound. It's healed by his transgression. It's already healed. Isaiah 53:5 is already healed. And Father, I thank you for the healing, Lord. I thank you for the manifestation right now, Father. And Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I even ask you, God, whatever they, my sister, my brother, they may be believing you for, God. Somebody believing you that the finance will come through, that a home will come through, that their business, Lord God, will begin to Lord God, establish, Lord. Somebody believing you, God, that they'll that their marriage, Lord, may be to come back together. Somebody believing you, Father, that their children may, Lord God, act, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I join my faith with them. I say it so. Peace begin to come. Peace begin to come right now. God, you begin to work out whatever the situation is. Lord, you begin to open up the heavens of windows, open up the heavens, and Lord God, and open up your windows of heaven, and open up and pull them out, blessing God, that they don't have room to receive, that they will begin to pay out that mortgage, that they will begin to pay that, Lord, to buy food, that they will begin to, God, Lord, pay they, whatever they need to be paid, God. Father God, somebody's going to school, and they, Lord God, and they try, they know how, God. But they don't have the tuition. Lord, you begin to, Lord, open up that blessing. Open up the door, Lord God, according to your word, God, Lord God, and songs, Lord God. And I thank you, God, according to your words and songs, God, your word tell us, God, 12:3, you said, Lord, wealth and richness is in your house, God. So then let me know, God, if wealth and richness is in your house, and if we in your we belong to you. It's in our house too, God. Send it to that bank account. Send it to that address, God, in the mailbox. God. Open up the hands of them and bless them, God, whatever they need of. Because your words say that you are rich. Your words say you are rich, God. Your words say you give us, Lord God. Your words say that you do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think, God. According to your purpose, God, you touch right now, God. Somebody needs you. Somebody needs that bill paid. Somebody needs that peace in their home. Somebody needs, Lord God, somebody needs you, God, to just, Lord, give them direction, Lord. Lord, give them direction, God. Just, somebody needs you to speak to their mind, God, because their mind don't act right, God. We speak the mind, Lord God, according to Philippians 2:5. Lord, you said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Father, begin to do it right now. Restore, renew, rebirth in their mind. Somebody needs you. And they don't backslide, God, because of the things that are going on around them. Father God, you said, whoever will, God, let them come. Begin to let them come back to you, Father. Do them like the prodigal son. He left, but he came back, God, because he knew. He knew where he can find. He knew where he can lay his head. He knew who would take care of him. He knew, God, to go back home because, Lord, home is where the heart is. Lord, God, you touch them right now, and you begin to deliver right now. Set free, Lord, somebody, God, don't know which church home they decide on what to do, how to do it, God. Somebody deal with church hurt, because we begin to ask, God, that you, Lord God, give them a heart of peace, Lord. Give them forgiveness, God. Teach them, God. Lord God, begin to cause them to the spirit to be trained, God. Begin to cause them to, Lord God, begin to give it all to you, God. Lord, you direct them in the right place, Lord. You just where they need to be. Somebody, God, needs you, God. Somebody needs you, God. Somebody needs somebody, husband hard-headed, somebody wife hard-headed. Lord, they don't want to act right, God. But your words say, God, to pray over them. I pray for that husband. I pray for my wife that they will begin to come together as one, that they will begin to, Lord God, to be able to reconcile, Lord, whatever the situation is, that they will begin to listen, God, that they will begin to be obedient to Holy Spirit, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, that you will begin to cleanse, God, from the inside out. Father, I thank you on tonight. I thank you on tonight. Father, touch right now all of those that may be listening, the replayers, online, through whatever platform that they're on, whatever the needs are, whatever the wants are, whatever the troubles is, God, you begin to step in because your words say the battle is not theirs. The battle is not mine. The battle belongs to you. And God, I thank you right now. Lord, I thank you right now. Wipe the tears away. Somebody crying. Somebody is weak. Somebody is grieving tonight of a loss of a loved one. You touch the families, God. You touch the families that's grieving, that's lost loved one. You touch the families. You know who they are. You know. For your word says, Psalms 30:5, weeping may endure for a night. But you said joy will come in the morning. Bring joy to their morning, God. Lord, somebody saying they can't take it. They're not going to be able to make it. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. God is able to do it. Yes, you are. Got you. He's going to hold you. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you. I thank you that it's all over. I thank you that peace is coming. Joy is coming. Thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray over all of them. I pray over everyone, for you know, God, cover them. Son, Jesus' name, Lord, I love you. We love you. Give us. We give you the glory. We give you the thanks. All thanks unto you, God, and bless your name. You said, enter into your courts with thanksgiving, into your grip with praise, and be thankful unto you and bless your name. Father, we bless your name unto you. We give it all to you. It may seem hard to us, but nothing is too hard for you to bear. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, we pray on tonight. Bless your name, God. Bless your name. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless it. Thank you, Father. I want to thank and praise God for you all that was on tonight. I thank and praise God for y'all tuning in on tonight. And I want to say that as I get ready to turn it over to Prophet Stacy, I want to let you all know that to meet us back here next Friday, same place, same time. Same place, same time on Faith on the Line, and that God is going to do it again. Prayer line. And I want to let you all know to be thankful. Let's be thankful for everything. I don't care if it's the good, the bad, or the ugly, or the pretty. Let's still be thankful because you're here. You're here on top of the earth. Somebody is going under the earth, and it's not you. Let's be thankful, not just because Thanksgiving come up. Let's be thankful every day because you're breathing. You can walk. You can move. So be thankful, and I want to let you know to be careful, be watchful, be careful of your surroundings. Most of all, be prayerful in Jesus' mighty name. Until next time, you all, let's tune in next Friday. Same place, same time. In Jesus' name, I love you with the love of God. Have a blessed and wonderful and prosperous weekend until next time. Amen, amen. Prophet Stacy, I turn it back over to you.